Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Until they meet again, it's Geelong. Still unbeaten in season 2024.
Yeah, that was the Mighty Cats knocking off the Blues on the weekend. Mm. And before that, there was a lot of hype building around Carlton. They had that huge come-from-behind win over GWS the week before. And so with that shine coming off, maybe people thought, oh, you know, maybe the Blues aren't the real deal. Mm. Not according to our star footy columnist, Lee Matthews.
Yeah. So Lee's produced yet another one of his great columns, which will be in the Nightly tonight, where he's canvassed a range of issues. One of the ones he's touched on, which I thought was very interesting, was he sort of gave us a bit of a breakdown of some of the teams after round seven and where they're at, the ones that have sort of caught his eye. One of them was Carlton. Like you said, they were, you know, very high hopes for them this year. They've done pretty well, but obviously they lost a pretty crucial match against Geelong, who are undefeated. But what Lee made the point of was that Carlton, in their losses the last couple of weeks, the teams against them have actually been kicking incredibly well. So they've been kicking at a strike rate of like 49 goals and 22 behinds, which is sort of unheard of in AFL for teams to kick that accurately. So he's saying he thinks there's a bit of lady luck not favouring the Blues. Also, they probably need to do a few things in defence to stop letting teams get, you know, marks in good positions to kick easy goals. And he says once they cut that down and lady luck starts to favour them a bit more in terms of, you know, shots that, you know, go a little wide of the goal, that they'll win those big matches and they will be a contender for the 2024 flag. I'll quickly segue to Geelong. He had some very interesting insights on Geelong as well. You know, they won the 2022 Premiership. Everyone had written them off a little bit because they sort of fell in a heap last year. They're definitely up and about this year. And one of the reasons he's pointed out is there's a sort of slew of young cats which are really bringing the team, giving them a second win, so to speak. He made the point of Ollie Henry is playing this sort of great role where he's sort of complementing Tom Hawkins up front, and that's allowing Jeremy Cameron, who stands at nearly 200 centimetres tall, to basically rove up and down the field, and has sort of changed the way he's playing and has just made him a lethal weapon for Geelong. So, yeah, so there's some really interesting insights there. He also talks about the Anzac Day round, what that means for the AFL and some of the discrepancies between the games there, and what the Anzac Day round means for some players and others, and the opportunities that the players in the smaller clubs are just never going to get if you don't play for, say, the Collingwoods or the Essendons.
Yeah, to get those big marquee games under their belts. Yeah, another great column from Lee Matthews, which you can get in the digital edition by heading to thenightly.com.au.